As we've discovered in the recent Shiurim about the Ketubah is not really a very romantic document. It's about the financial obligations of the husband to his wife in the case of a divorce or a death, and has lots to do with money and the like. Nevertheless, lots of Ketubot are very nicely decorated, and people very often hang them on their wall as a form of decoration. That's one of the problems that sometimes occurs with this is that over the course of the time that the writing with which the ketubah has been filled in starts to fade. That's either the names of the Chatan and Kalah, the date, etc., or the signatures of the Eidim. If that's the case, then one's got a little bit of a problem because it's not a very good shtar, or in reality, I suppose it's not really a shtar at all. It's not a valid document if parts of it can't be read, including the signatures of the Eidim. So what should be done in such a circumstance? So this is, in reality, a choshen mishpat shaila as much as it is an even ha'ezen shaila. That's the even ha'ezen dimension is, of course, that there's a prohibition against living together with one's wife if she doesn't have a copy of her ketubah. And if this ketubah is not valid, then it's prohibited to live together. Though we'll discuss in another shiur the question about exactly how that manifests itself. In any event, what needs to be done in this instance is another ketubah needs to be written. But you don't simply write another ketubah, but they have to write what's known as a Ketubah de'irkasa, this is basically something stating what were the terms that were in the original ketubah and endorsing them and saying that we have eidut in beit din that this is going to be done and that the terms are still valid. So this is something which I have actually seen in a number of people's homes as faded ketubot on the wall, and care should be taken to deal with this. Rav Osher Weiss has a related tshuva in Minchat Asher, where he discusses the question of a ketubah that got scribbled on by somebody's children. And it's now got crayon marks all over it. Looks like it's been crossed out. Is it going to be permissible to retain that ketubah, or does a further ketubah need to be written? So this is a question that he discusses in book that he put out called Kovetz Darchei Hora'a. It's not actually in Minchat Asher yet. That's discussing this very question. And he says there are two grounds to be lenient and not to write another ketubah. In actual fact, he says it's wrong to write another ketubah. He says, first of all, this is a straightforward Choshen Mishpat issue in Simon Nun Bet. That's where the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that a ketubah which has been rubbed out or crossed out, that's if you can still see what's was supposed to be written there, then it's kosher. That's even though he says that in, you know, if it's clearly crossed out so that it shouldn't be valid any longer, then it's not kosher. But he says in this case everybody can see that it was just a child that scribbled on it, and therefore it's not invalid in any way. He makes the interesting observation that the definition of erasing something or crossing something out is going to be different in Hilchot Shtarot than it is in either Hilchot Shabbat, where it's a malacha, hamochek is a malacha, and different to what it is with regard to Mechikat Hashem, where you mustn't cross out Hashem's name. There he says that it's a matter of that's making the thing not visible any longer, that's or showing that you don't want it to exist. That's whereas here it's a different set of considerations, and provided that it's still readable, then it's regarded as a valid shtar. Adkan.